The only way I can imagine that word got out from here is via a shipboard ansible. It could be Churek trying to spread the word that he's won, trying to intimidate more governments. That makes sense in a way. Or one of his agents here got something out before we caught them. They had hours to do that. But Aunt Grace addressed me and said she wanted confirmation I was alive. She didn't seem to be asking if I was alive. That suggests to me that she got word somehow that there'd been a battle, that there was some rumor of my death. That would logically be Churek, I think. And that I was, in fact, alive. Anyone else have ideas?
No, but I can't think of who'd have done it. I know I didn't. I'd have no reason to contact Slaughter Key. Well, if I'd known you were dead, maybe, but even then I'd have contacted Vada on Cascadia first. I've met Stella. She's the logical contact.
But I didn't either. When the ship blew, before we knew you were alive, I was thinking how to tell Grace Vada in her role as Rector of Defense. But like Dan, I'd have gone through your cousin, most likely. I suppose one of my crew might, without my knowledge.
Excuse me.
Pitt's expression, for the first time in Kai's experience, showed embarrassment. Kai found herself fascinated in spite of herself. Yes?
My orders originally were to support Major Douglas in his role as Mackenzie liaison to this fleet. I know that the Admiral is aware that this usually involves some...
spying?
Gathering data useful to Mackenzie. Yes, ma'am. If the Admiral recalls, upon leaving our headquarters, the Admiral told us about Grace Lane Vata's new position and the fact that Slaughter Key privateers would be joining us at Cascadia. The Admiral may recall that Major Douglas asked permission to contact Rector Vata and present credentials.
Kai had forgotten that, but she remembered it now.
The Major was aware, but I don't believe the Admiral was aware that in the early events at Sabine, when Mackenzie was forced to put up a bond by ISC, and the Admiral's then captain's performance had impressed some of our senior officers there, a certain amount of preliminary background checking began and was continued after the events at Lastway, but terminated when the Admiral chose to pursue a privateer career.
It was unlike Pitt to be so roundabout, but she must have a good reason.
I wasn't aware of all that, no.
In checking up on the Admiral's time in Space Force Academy, I happened to make contact with one Master Sergeant McRobert. He thought a lot of the Admiral as a cadet. We, corresponded now and then.
About me?
Sometimes. He was interested in how Mackenzie saw the wider issues, piracy and the like. And after the attack on Vada on Slaughter Key, which to him looked more like an attack on Slaughter Key itself at first, he contacted me to see if I had any word on the Admiral, which, right then, I did not. The long and short is, ma'am, that Master Sergeant McRobert has been my source, as it were, for Slaughter Key. And he's now working closely with Grace Vata, and apparently was before the old government fell, and he may have had something to do with that.
Fragments of memory coalesced in Kai's mind, forming a pattern that almost made her laugh hysterically.
Those fruitcakes! That spaceship kit with strange parts! McRobert and Aunt Grace together?
It didn't seem something you needed to know, and he and I were both fully cognizant of the need for security.
Are you a double agent? Have you been all along?
No, sir. My primary loyalty's to Mackenzie, same as always. But Mackenzie saw after Sabine that Slaughter Key and the Vadas were going to be important to know about. McRobert knows that. He never passed on anything I could use to hurt Slaughter Key, even if I wanted to. But there was a connection, and I was part of that connection, working, of course, under Major Douglas's orders, as Master Sergeant McRobert knew. The feeling was that two senior NCOs chatting was less obvious than Major Douglas calling the Rector of Defense. The thing is, after Major Douglas died, all the responsibility fell to me. And I did think, after we knew the Admiral was alive, that this was something to be passed along with care.
Kai shook her head, fighting off the urge to burst out laughing and scream simultaneously.
What the hell?
That's treasonous!
Master Sergeant Pitt, am I to understand that you have been in contact with McRobert ever since Sabine?
Off and on.
I hope you won't take this the wrong way. You saved my life, after all. But what you're describing would put you in the position to cause some of the trouble you've always seemed to deplore.
I was almost killed at Boxtop.
Allies have been killed to cover tracks. What strikes me is that you may be telling the absolute truth. And I know you have been truthful with me in the past, but if you were clever enough, you could be backstabbing Mackenzie and us and Slaughter Key. Major Douglas is dead. We have no independent confirmation of your past history. We have no way, without breaking the communications ban I feel is necessary, to see what Mackenzie thinks about all this. Assuming that Mackenzie is as it has presented itself.
I understand, ma'am. It is logical.
I've trusted you, and I like you, but you've put me in a position where I can't continue to trust you. You know I wanted my survival to remain secret.
Begging your pardon, Admiral, but you had not given that order at the time I contacted McRobert. Even believing it was important for your people to know, I would not have done it against your orders.
You can say that now, but I want to believe you. I will check on the timing of your transmission, which I presume is logged on whatever Ansible you used.
Yes, ma'am, on Captain Pettigrew's ship.
Pettigrew seemed to swell in his seat. If, as you say, your transmission preceded my orders, then that's a point in your favor. But until we are in a situation where I can again contact Mackenzie Command myself, I cannot allow you to access communications equipment, and you must consider yourself confined to quarters.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. And I apologize for causing you this difficulty.
Corporal Decker will escort you to your quarters.
Pitt did not object, as Kai half expected. She saluted and left, with Corporal Decker behind her.
That arrogant, meddlesome...
Dan, I know she shouldn't have done it, and I know you didn't mean to let anything like this happen. Please do check your logs and check the timestamp on that transmission. My concern now is damage control. Grace Vada knows, and Master Sergeant McRobert knows. Would Grace understand how important it is that no one else knows?
Turek must have spread the rumor of your death. Your aunt knows you're alive. Her message makes that clear, and Pitt told her, told this McRobert anyway.
Kai was still thinking about McRobert and Aunt Grace as a team. It was no wonder the bad government had fallen. She wondered how many had died in that, and about the status of the Commandant of Cadets. She pulled her attention back to the present.
We need the Slaughter Key Space Force ships. If Grace needs confirmation, I wonder what will satisfy her.
There's always fruitcakes.
Argelos had found the original fruitcake story hilarious.
Not a bad idea. In fact, I think I can devise a message not even Turek's best can figure out. Too bad we don't have instantaneous matter transmission. I could just send her a fruitcake.
Well, that would make a military nightmare. I don't want to contemplate matter transmission, thanks.
I'll take care of Aunt Grace. Now let's consider how to deal with Turek, with what we've got left. It's a mercy that putting the CCC into Vanguard meant we had to put the extra Ansibles we brought you folks into Shara's Gift and Helvetia, or they'd be debris like the rest of her.
Argelos looked at Kai with a curious expression.
Could have been a worse loss than Ansibles.
Kai thought of Hugh, Martin, Douglas, the Gannett family.
It was. But the Ansibles are the key to our ultimate victory.